This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the death of Fidel Castro in Cuba, what might have been a low early Trump administration priority is jumping up the agenda. What to do about business deals between the U.S. and Cuba? John Kavalik is president of the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council, a nonpartisan business organization that focuses on U.S.-Cuba economic relations. Mr. Kavalik, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
So we have two systems in flux. Uncertainty to the second power, in a sense, in Cuba, with possible shifts after the death of Fidel Castro, and in the incoming U.S. administration, after statements during the campaign here from Donald Trump that he might refreeze thawing relations. Where do you see this going?
The Cuban government is now going to go into a position of retrenchment. They're going to want to confirm for their people and confirm for the world and confirm for the United States that the revolution survives Fidel. From the United States standpoint, President-elect Trump and then President Trump is going to be generally reactive. If Cuba says something provocative, does something provocative, then likely he's going to respond.
So what do you think next steps are with the incoming Trump administration? I mean, at some level, they have other fish to fry, but now with the death of Fidel Castro, this issue has become front and center. What are some early things you'd like to see the Trump administration do to figure out which direction this thing is really flowing?
The business community would mostly like to see Mr. Trump not do anything and leave what is in place in place. However, it's quite likely because of the death of Fidel Castro that now Cuba is in the political discourse again, that there will be increased enforcement. The Libertad Act of 1996 has what's called Title III. That allows for lawsuits in federal courts, can't be dismissed, against the Cuban government and against individuals and companies that are using assets that were expropriated. Every 6 months by law, the president has to decide whether to allow it or suspend it. At the end of January, it becomes open again. Obama is likely to suspend it for 6 months. Then President Trump is likely to say, you know, I'm going to take a look at this. So it's going to provide uncertainty. And whenever there's uncertainty in the marketplace, U.S. companies are going to pull back. And that is going to impact both the opportunities for U.S. companies and the Cuban marketplace.
John Kavalik is president of the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council. Mr. Kavalik, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
He joined us via Skype.